Hey, welcome. It's the Great Eight. Well, it's just the Great Two today. I don't know where them other two, I don't know where they're at. Where'd they go? Are they even here?
I met them in the hallway. I don't know where they went. I know where Jim went.
They get a hall pass?
I don't know. I asked Brett where he was going in the hallway, and he didn't answer me.
Oh. So. Well, we ought to have a pretty good conversation today if it's just us.
Oh.
No, we didn't have
Brett
to.
Brett has arrived.
Brett's here.
Where the hell did he go? Jim was in here when I left.
I don't know.
I think he had a call of nature.
Yeah. He had a caller on the line. Everything come out okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. So welcome to episode 8. Oh, we started without you because we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. It was
I just burped.
Well, that's okay. I mean, I
can edit it out.
So Jim left during the introduction?
No, he was gone.
No, he was gone, and then we just decided we were going to start without you.
I had to go to the bathroom.
Well,
I already had my coffee from McDonald's.
Oh, I'm feature winner here. Check it out.
Star. Hey, we're going to talk about those.
Yes. I think instead of feature winner stickers, we give out these feature winner. Smells new car scent.
Raspberry parfait.
Well, no, they need to be the black ice ones. I mean, because that's the one everybody wants is the black ice.
Or the leather ones. Have you had the leather one yet?
No.
They make ones leather, too, that's actually pretty good. I like black ice and leather.
Black ice is good.
That's more fruity. Oh, look at this. That's a raspberry.
Oh, Jim did finally.
He made it.
We had like a
Jim from Omaha. Welcome to the show.
We are live, Jim.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are
recording. We had like a smelling contest to pick the scents on what we actually did for those.
I mean, how old are these?
Those just came in the mail like yesterday. 2 days ago.
I think it was yesterday.
What?
Two days ago.
They're brand new. What do you mean, how old are they? See, we initially did one with a small logo on it.
Yeah, because that one's in. I've had one of those before, but I never had the feature winner one.
But, you know, it spawned an idea.
Ooh.
I know. I have them occasionally.
Are you like a salmon?
See, something like that.
He's swimming upstream.
A lot of times with no paddle.
So here's what happened, right? Okay. So this is how this somewhat happened. Well, one, my neighbor.
Here, I want to get here so the people can.
My neighbor's a used car salesman, right? And you did. When you went to Southern Oklahoma, you did some video apparently with Garrett, I think, like off your phone or something, right? And fishing. I had his scented.
The Rooster Dude's got one. It's on the old Super Dave van.
Yeah, so he said, hey, thanks for showing that, giving him some airtime. I'm like, you really saw it? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, that's a good idea. Can you tell me where you bought those? So I bought some IMCA ones. We had like a scent smelling contest or whatever you want to call it.
30 samples, I think.
We started losing. Yeah, it was like when you have to.
That's what that box was here, and I kept asking you about. And like, what do you want with these things?
Long story short, so I bought some with IMCA on them, right?
Yep.
Right? And so, and then my wife gets in my truck, not that long ago, right? And she's, your truck smells. I'm like, what do you mean my truck smells? She says, it smells like
good or bad?
She always said it smells like a fart.
if it's your truck.
Anybody who's spent time in your office knows that's not far from the truth.
I'm surprised she even gets in your truck because she doesn't like it. She doesn't like the wheels. Yeah, she thinks the tires are too gaudy.
She is not the fashion diva when it comes to truck accessories.
No, she's not. Yes.
But anyhow, so she says your truck smells. I'm like, you know, I'm going to put some air freshener. So I put one of those in there, and I thought that's a good idea. And then I thought, you know what, we should put feature winner on some of them. You know, because everybody drives a truck to the races, at least the most people.
Right.
Right? Yeah. And who doesn't want the truck to smell good? Who gets in there with a wife after the races? They're all sweaty racing. You know, you get sweaty racing. It's hot.
I mean, unless it's been like
hey,
last week
win
here
a feature,
in Iowa.
Win a feature and get one of these. And I thought, hey, that's a pretty cool idea. So
now how are we going to distribute those?
I don't know. I'm going to give them to people I like.
So you'll have a whole box.
Nobody gets one.
So, folks, this is the only place you'll see them is right here on the podcast.
I said people I like.
No, I'm keeping it. I'm keeping it.
We need that back.
You guys heard that wrong. I said people I like.
Oh, not people who like you.
People like me. Oh. Justin Vaughn is not going to send me one of those. We know he doesn't like me.
Well, at least you're grade A.
I am grade A.
Not B.
See? I am the B team.
Were you in the Wedding Singer? Because that guy was like, he liked the grade A stuff. But
so anyhow.
Did we start this podcast?
Yeah, we're live.
I thought that was a good idea. Occasionally I have them, and I'm going to send them to racers. We'll probably give them to all the staff. And when we go to races, see, we are the sanctioning body that actually goes to events.
That's right.
People ask what we do with all the money we make. Well, we tend to spend it, a lot of it.
Yeah.
Driving all over the freaking country going to races. answering questions.
That's right.
Talking to promoters.
That's what we
tech
do.
Tech and race cars.
We are in the customer service business, and yeah, we serve our customers unlike any other sanctioning body there is.
Right.
Air fresheners.
So I thought, you know, yeah, do I want to, are we going to give those to all the racetracks? We'll see how popular those are versus the feature winner decals. Well, we've talked about this internally at the popular office.
You know,
they are popular.
No, whoa.
There is going to be a girlfriend or a wife or a mother
in her car.
That's going to get in the truck after they win the feature some night, whatever racetrack that
happens. Who's been in here?
104 degrees.
Who's been in this truck?
And she's going to say, did you get one of those air fresheners? Because we need one. Right?
Well,
and we won one. We just got to figure out how to give them.
Where did this idea come from? Me and Brett were driving home from a race one night, actually. And we left Wisconsin. What track was it?
means it's. I think we're in one car, Ryan. If they had
no.
Oh, that was a meeting.
He's going to a place I don't want to go.
No, are you? I mean, Jim's going to go down a wormhole.
We were at 141. I think that trip.
Or was that the meeting that another sanctioning body tried to take one of the tracks and we run them out of town?
Oh yeah, we've been to a few of those. We got a pretty good batting average on that, too.
Very good.
But anyhow, so we were up in Wisconsin, and, you know, I was having a bad... I was having some indigestion.
Well, it was late
at night. And I didn't have any Pepto, and I had cheese curds and some jalapeno sausage that I bought, or whatever the heck it was, beef jerky at the truck stop, and it did not agree with me. I mean, I was burping.
That's an understatement to say it did not agree with him.
Well, I think we drove all the way back to the office with the windows down.
I don't remember because I passed out somewhere around the
This podcast can go nowhere but up.
I mean, I get to Wisconsin quite a bit, and I do love some cheese, but I don't know that I've ever had the flavor from Monday that they had when you guys were riding home together.
Now you know.
Oh, now you know. Wow. Speaking of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
141.
Yeah. Oh, man, 197 cars.
I talked to Dan, and, you know,
doing the duck from last episode.
We're working on some things with Dan. It was a disappointing opening.
Didn't quite reach 200.
Yeah,
I didn't get the 200. I think Dan's got some things him and Toby Scott are going to try to do to, you know, try to get that car count up.
Yeah, I mean, because if they don't, I mean, if you can't have 200 cars for
struggling
as an opener, it's a...
Nobody races IMCA anymore if you read Facebook.
Is that a thing?
It's not a thing.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
Well, but, that was...
You know, maybe, you know, Dan, you know, trying to give him some ideas, you know, maybe next week if he gets 100 modified, he'll pay a little bit extra to win.
Have one of those floating purses. Those work really good. Yeah. Like if you pay like $5,000 to win, if you have 101 cars, and then you know nobody's going to get 101 cars because it just doesn't happen very often.
You know, some tracks are going to pay extra.
But you announce anyway.
If you get a Boone car count. They'll pay extra if you get as many cars as Boone does. How many modifies did Boone have this week, Jerry?
40 some?
No, 170. 31.
31.
We had 176.
176 cars.
31's a good number, Jerry.
It is a good number. Corey Drips, car number.
Yeah.
Corey Drips.
We saw him on Sunday. He finally got to have a race.
Yeah.
There was finally racing in Vinton.
Yeah, I heard the weather wasn't good.
Nah, it's a little chilly.
It's chilly.
There's a lane and a half off, though.
Your weather, Brett?
It kind of switched. It got really hot here really quick. It went from winter,
summer,
to mid July.
We went from wind chill to heat index, I think.
Winter, something summer.
Like, although, but it did go from summer to winter on Monday.
It's a good thing we have air fresheners for trucks.
Well, Tammy said today that we had record lows 2 weeks ago, 22 degrees, and there's record highs scheduled for today, like mid 90s.
What is happening?
You know what?
It's
this global warming that
I just thought of something.
Wait, no,
here.
It's climate change.
I just thought of something here.
It's what global climate.
What if we said
the next thing you know, Iowa is going to have an ocean up against it. Instead of the Mississippi, it's going to be like the Atlantic.
You know, I just thought of a phrase I just came up with in my head.
He thought.
Iowa, if you don't like the weather, wait 10 minutes. Because I've never heard anybody say that before.
It's usually about 5 minutes.
You should trademark that.
I'm going to trademark
it. You should get it on a t-shirt.
Kind of like sport mods.
Kind of. That's a good idea, too.
Oh, yeah.
154 racetracks running IMCA weekly events this year. Ryan,
55 Gaines. So far.
Now 155. It's been up since I got this report.
We're gaining
30 minutes ago. Yep, 155 weekly sanctioned racetracks this year. 85, 84, maybe more than that now. Special event racetracks.
Yeah, we're pushing. We're approaching 250.
Yeah, 250.
So, and if I'm not wrong, there's only about 700 some odd dirt tracks in the country, I believe, the last numbers I saw. So we have, in your head, Ryan Clark.
About 35, 40%.
That's not bad. Not bad.
It's not exactly what I would consider to be a monopoly, but it's pretty good.
It's not a monopoly. It's just domination. Total domination.
39 different states in Canada we're going to sanction this year. I got that too. Ryan, I love this kind of stuff. Just makes me smile.
Is there anything that my job requires is to make you smile?
Yearly sanctions. I love this kind of stuff. Do we want to go over this?
Statman. Statman, dude.
I didn't bring that with me.
I brought it. You went to the hassle or the time to make this.
If Ryan went to the hassle,
we're going to have 140 modified tracks running modified.
That's,
140.
Weekly.
Roughly.
Yeah. So mod lights. Take a guess. How many racetracks in the United States are going to run an IMCA-sanctioned STARS mod light event this year?
So far that we know of.
93. So
take a shot at it.
67.
Nope, you're both a little too high.
Sorry, I was shooting for the STARS.
It's only year two.
Get it? STARS?
For crying out loud, guys.
31.
More than that. We had more than that last year.
44.
More than that.
I feel 62. I feel like I'm on the Price is Right.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the yodeler.
You've overbid.
52 mod light sanctioned tracks this year. It's pretty good for year number two. People ask us.
And last year we had events in like 8, 9, 10 states. I don't know how many mod light states we have.
But yeah, I think
about 40.
Yeah, that. But 40 people states, ask us, 50. Why are you sanctioning mod lights? Well, again, it was years in progress, not something that just happened overnight, but when it happened for a reason. You know, everything happens for a reason, I think. Timing is very important. Timing is very important in some of this stuff, the divisions.
You know, it doesn't just happen, though. You know, we're not the type of sanctioning body that writes rules when, let's say, IMCA rules come out. And we're not the type of sanctioning body really who's going to take
business plan.
See, if I take 5 different rule books and copy this, this, and this, I can say they're my own rules. No, it doesn't work like that. And I think Brett knows better than anybody, obviously, the amount of time, effort, debate, and money that gets spent to come up with a new rule so everybody else in this industry can copy and say it's their own. But, you know, there's no alternatives to hard work, Brett.
No, there's not. I mean, there's a lot that's went into obviously to our rules in every division, mod lights included. You know, there's a lot of history where the mod lights are now at. We're just a small part of it, and I'm proud to be I am proud to be associated with the mod light deal and that deal going down like that. Much like the sprint car stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's funny because just looking at some of these yearly sanctions, 138 modified tracks are going to run a sanctioned event. This year, at least that's what this number is right in front of me. We'll go a little higher than that, I think, once racing season really starts. We'll pick up a couple more. But people are saying, like right now, stock cars. Everybody's got to buy stock cars. Stock cars are, you know, everybody's racing stock cars. Stock car, stock car, stock car. Yeah, stock car racing is pretty damn good, pretty damn popular. But it's still not modified racing. We have 90. We don't even have 100 sanctioned stock car tracks yet. We're at 98. But we have the same amount of Race Saver sprint car tracks as well as stock cars this year. And I don't know if people who race stock cars really know that, or guys who are racing Race Saver sprint cars really know the history or even the numbers of some of the other divisions. But 98 racetracks are going to run stock cars, and 98 racetracks are going to run Race Saver sprint cars this year. Those are big numbers, not quite triple, but that's bigger than the weekly car count at Webster City. Oh, did I say that? Can we edit that out? No, don't edit that out. Leave that in there. 98's a good car count there.
Very good.
It's not boom. But anyhow, so these stats are really telling. I mean, again, and when you look at Jim kind of touched on rules, you know, I mean, a lot. Are you going to talk today, Jerry?
I'm listening to numbers.
A lot goes into what has made IMCA, our divisions, and our association in general what it is. You know what I mean? I'm not the person behind all these rules, and I don't ever claim to be. We've had lots of very, very passionate people that have been working for IMCA, racing IMCA, doing business with IMCA.
Correct.
that have helped us write every one of our rules in our rule book. It's not something that one person has have come up with, and, you know, and any of our, well, I mean, some of our divisions are pretty, you look at French Grimes, he's
smartest guy in the room.
He's a pretty good example of somebody that it was for many years a one-man show, but he had good staff around him, good people helping him, and Rod and those guys. Yep. We talked about this before.
Yep.
But, you know, I mean, it's just any division to get where we're at with these numbers. I mean, 52 mod light racetracks, almost 70 sport compact racetracks, over 100 sport mod tracks.
It's not luck, you know. No. And, you know, I had a conversation with John Webb yesterday, and he was saying, oh, you know, he had a great car count, and, you know, he's just lucky. And I said, bullshit, John. It's not luck, okay? You've worked hard, you run a good show, and you switch sanctions. None of that is luck. Those are all conscious decisions that you made that...
Everything happens for a reason.
...improved your track and get you the car counts. But you know what? He's got a passion. He works hard, just like all of our promoters. It's, you know... We talk about the different type of promoters we have around the country with all of our tracks. And, you know, you got the guys who own the tracks themselves. Or you got situations like, you know, I was in Denison Friday night at Crawford County Speedway, where they have a race board, all volunteers. And these people during the race season, I mean, it's a 6-7 day a week job. They're yep. watering the track. They're selling advertisement. They're having meetings to try to discuss what they can do to make it better. They don't get a penny. They do it for the love of the sport, and it's kind of neat to see stuff like that.
Absolutely. I second that.
Perfect.
And the way the weather's been, you're not always guaranteed a paycheck, so you have to appreciate those nights that you do
get. So I can drive to Spencer on Monday.
It didn't rain.
I know, that's why I drove to Spencer. It didn't rain.
Which had another good opening night. How many cars were at Spencer for opening night?
Right, like
140?
130?
131-ish, I think.
Right at 130.
Yeah.
I mean, Trent's doing a fantastic job up there. Spencer's a place where the racers are voting with their trailers. We've said this internally a lot. Racers vote with their haulers. They really do. People who don't think that we know that don't know us very well. You look at, you know, last Saturday night, you had Eagle with 160-plus cars. Yep. You had Boone with 170-plus cars.
141.
You had 141 with 190-plus cars.
KSP was around 140.
Independence, almost 140 cars in Independence.
What did we talk about? We talked about this on Sunday.
Looking in the quadrant, the southeast quadrant of Iowa, if you were to split it up into four quadrants between Boone, if you put Boone over there, Independence, Maquoketa, and Donelson, there were almost 500 race cars at those four tracks.
No. 500 IMCA.
Correct.
Is that a thing still?
Right.
IMCA?
Yeah.
And then I don't hear much about it.
Then if you go to Wisconsin, within two racetracks, within an hour
over
and a half,
300.
He had almost 300 cars. Yeah.
With Shano.
Yeah.
And then wait till we get out of Gamey Open on Friday and the Berg on Sunday.
Absolutely.
It's absolutely crazy.
The Wisconsin-Green Bay area, you know, just to mention, has been a big IMCA area for as long as I can remember. Lots and lots of very, very accomplished IMCA racers up there. Winning specials all over the country.
Big Race Benji.
All of the divisions. All the divisions. I mean, every division is, you know, Wisconsin's stacked full of excellent racers. You know, I wish they'd come down here a little bit more, but, you know, at times, you know, I mean, it
life happens. Gets in the way and of stuff.
You look at 141 special. I wish more racers from outside of Wisconsin would go up there. I mean, we see them, but... They've got some good things going on at 141. That's a cool little racetrack. It's a
cool facility.
It's a fun place to go. They make it fun when you're there.
You
know,
if you can go to the bar and never leave the racetrack.
You know, I've never been in that
bar.
Never
miss a lap.
You've never been in a left turn.
You've never been in a left turn lounge?
No.
Been upside down and I've never been in before.
I take that back. I think I walked in there once during the races just to see what it looked like inside. But generally speaking,
you need to ride the bus at 141.
Oh, the short bus.
Yeah. Yes, because at one. Yeah. So if
that's the one Jerry's driving.
At 1:41 a.m., they have the bus ride. Scott Ratajczak drives the bus. It goes around the track forward. It goes around the track in reverse. And a lot of times it'll stop and you can get your picture in victory lane, and then some people will jump into the pond and some people will then forget their clothes and then they, It's
enough said.
I'm in bed at 1:41. I'll take your word for it.
I've seen plenty of 1:41.
They have a lot of fun up there. Oh, I think it's just the way everybody's programmed up there.
You know, once again, we talk about 1:41's car count. It's because they have a lot of fun up there.
Oh yeah,
I love going up there. I wish I could go up. I mean,
if you're winning races up there, you can win races in any part of the country, and it's been proven time and time again. That whole Green Bay area.
You know, once again, Ryan does a great job teching up there. He's teched that track for years and years and years and does an outstanding job.
Maybe he could be one of our inspectors on the Facebook.
We already have one up there.
We're not going that direction.
I don't think he'd waste his time with that.
Yeah. Speaking of inspectors, just wanted to mention Dave Brin. We haven't had him on the podcast yet. I would really like to get Dave on the podcast, but we'll probably have to have a two-hour episode. Just going to warn everybody if Dave's on the podcast. Oh, as he says, I could talk forever.
You know what I mean?
Talk all day.
You know what I mean?
You do. But anyhow, just want to make sure that the racers know if you have questions about rules, Dave's the guy. If you're racing Mod Lights, call Jimmy May. If you're racing Race Saver, call Roger Hager. Yep. Call Roger. But if you've got a sport compact or a modified or a sport mod and you got some rule questions, give Dave a call. Reach out to him. That is what he does. He doesn't work out of the office full time. He's not here. I'd like to get him on the podcast. I think we're going to do that when he makes a trip up here. But he lives about, 9 hours from here?
It's just a 9 or 10 hour drive down.
It's a long ways to drive just for the podcast. So when he's in town, we're gonna have a podcast with or without you, Jerry.
I don't care.
So, and we'll talk a little bit about rules because I think it's good for the racers to get. One of our most
popular broadcasts, the podcast of the year.
I think it's good for racers to get a little perspective on Dave's outlook on stuff, on how Dave handles situations. You know, I was talking earlier, too, for the podcast when we weren't on air, penalty box. You know, it's interesting. You know, we used to print the penalty box in the newsletter.
A lot of people ask about it.
People kind of want to know it, but it's a little like airing our dirty laundry, you know. So to a certain extent, we don't want to run people through the mud, people who get caught not following the rules for whatever reason it may be.
Sometimes good people cheat.
Sometimes good people see, and sometimes people have things that they don't realize aren't correct to the rules, you know, and, you know, we hate to air that necessarily. If you look at just last weekend, we had
box of bad ideas.
We had box of bad ideas.
Box of bad ideas. I like that. That's good.
Hey, so I've got one. That could be a new podcast. I've got one of those out in the truck right now.
Carson, write that down. Box of bad ideas. We're not going to have a penalty box, but we'll have the box of bad ideas.
We had one in Vegas.
Speaking of the box, we've had a correct.
You have one in speaking Arkansas of, one time, too?
Didn't we used to sanction a race in Las Vegas?
We used to. Okay. Speaking of boxes of bad ideas, we had a sport compact with a legal camshaft. We had a couple carburetor DQs last weekend. So boosters in two barrels, 4412 issues pop up. You know, in some aspects, this stuff is things that the racers should know. So, don't want to run people through the mud for getting caught with something that's wrong. Because we've had one guy, I'm not going to even say where at, but he's won some races and he got DQ'd, you know. So people automatically go back and say, well, you've won all those races being a cheater. You can't make that assumption as a sanction. Is it possible? Yeah. But he could have just bought that carburetor too, you know, at the same. So, you know, you look at those situations. Who do we to judge at times? And we try not to. Here's the rules. Is it right? Is it wrong? Are you in? Are you out? You know, some people are out.
I kind of had a situation like
ideas.
That.
But
like that Friday, as a matter of fact. Am I a bad guy because I had a conversation with a county sheriff on the way to Denison?
Oh, no. I don't want to know this.
I don't want to hear the story.
Did you get another ticket?
If you've taken that much thought, I'm thinking the answer is
yes. How do you get tickets?
As many miles as he puts on, I would think he would get ticketed more often than the rest of us.
Like a true racer, it wasn't my fault.
You weren't speeding?
Yeah, I'm sure.
It was downhill.
What we do is a lot like law enforcement. It really is. Yeah. You know, we're kind of like we write the rules, but we're the judge, Deputy Dave. Jury. Yeah, everything. The police, you know. I'll give you a real quick, I'm telling too many stories I can tell already.
I didn't talk all day.
I've never heard Jerry not talk this much. Ever.
I'm just
we're on a roll. These two are just going.
I'm using the two ears, one mouth.
Oh my goodness!
Welcome to our podcast, guys. I think it's the rock star that's making me kind of wired. Anyhow, so I'll give you. I'm going to give you.
I do.
He is wound up.
I do have a DQ note to make once you're done.
Okay.
With
no,
your
go
story.
Ahead now.
No, go ahead. You've got to get this story. Your
I got pulled over. The true story. I got it. Is it's wiring me up. So I got pulled over. Last time I got pulled over, driving.
Miss Daisy?
Yes. Miss Daisy was with me. The boss was with me. My daughter, we were coming home from Texas. Came out of Waco, wasn't paying attention. I was going up 35W, and everybody in Texas knows where this is at. I was kind of like right over, kind of like.
Were you by the Kolaches?
Past that.
Oh, okay. I know where you're at.
Yeah. I was past West. Yeah. I was Hillsboro.
Okay.
Splits.
I know where you're at.
I was just past Hillsboro on 35W. Get pulled over, right? I'm like, oh, shit. So I'm sitting in the car, and the cop comes up, and you got your license, yeah, blah, 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 right? Goes back to the car. And I'm sitting there, and we're sitting there for a while.
You're thinking of running, weren't you?
And my wife is like, what's taking him so long? You're getting a ticket. Ha ha, you're getting a ticket. I'm like, oh, man. And I don't argue tickets because, again, it's like.
What good does it do?
Right. What good does it do? They're doing their jobs. I was speeding. He was right, right? So I get pulled over, sitting there. So out gets two cops.
Oh, boy.
And they come up to the passenger side, and my wife is, she's saying, why are there two police officers?
Did one of them start stripping Cole?
She's like, do you have the gun in the car? And I'm like, no, I don't think I had it with me at that time, right? But anyhow, so they come up, roll the window down on her side of the car, and the female police officer who comes up the second time with the male officer says, are you really the king of IMCA? And I'm like, excuse me?
Was this just recently?
This is about a year ago. I'm like, excuse me? She goes, you're Brett Root, right? I'm like, yeah. She goes, my brother races IMCA. My uncle races IMCA.
And you disqualified him.
My nephew. There was like four of them that she named that raced IMCA in and around that area. And I was like, oh, my God, what are the odds of this? But had a great conversation, very nice police officer.
They
even
all
nicer.
How much was your
gave
ticket?
Me my driver's license back and didn't even write me a warning ticket. Said, hey, wow. Just slow down. I said, thank you very much. And I wow. thought to my wife, we rolled the window up. My wife's like, you've got to be shitting me. What are the odds? If me getting pulled over, I get a ticket.
You know,
my wife
a,
goes
if
at
I was a
speed
a
betting
man, knowing you and but, what people think of you, it would have gone completely opposite.
I have those moments where when I get pulled over, I'm thinking, oh, God, I hope this police officer doesn't race.
Or watch
because
the
podcast. Because there are some of them, yes.
Yeah, there are a few.
But that's why I carry these air fresheners now, in case I get pulled over by a police officer. I'll be like, hey, you want an air freshener?
Yeah,
want to make your police car smell good?
You know, you're talking most of your DQs earlier, tech-related. Do you know what the most common DQ we've had so far this year?
Rough driving.
Unsportsmanship.
We've had
like
60-some DQs at almost 30 racetracks, and I think we've had 8 or 9 of those rough driving or unsportsmanlike conduct in the stock car division.
It's because they're
competitive. That leads the way. That leads the way.
Well, it's because they got bumpers and fenders.
They got fenders.
Bumpers.
They're not afraid to use them.
Yeah. And they're pretty competitive.
Yeah.
Even if you're off the pace a little bit in a stock car, you can still keep up. You know what I mean?
Right.
But if a mod guy is off the pace, he ain't going
to
keep up.
I like to watch those numbers develop throughout the course of the season.
Yeah, they're very interesting, and we should talk about them more. Turn this more into, you know, again, our podcast into more like a...
box of bad decisions.
A box of bad decisions, or just information. Things that I think people really find interesting. The people that care about IMCA, and there's people watching this podcast.
That don't care, and thank you guys for watching.
There's people that care. A lot of the people that I talk to, they enjoy the podcast. Yep. And that makes us feel good that, hey, people are watching and we're not wasting our time. We're spending all of our sanctioning money on building podcast rooms
and our
buying microphones
money because
buying air fresheners. This costs almost
rock star.
This costs almost as much to buy as a wheel decal.
Casey's
crazy
pizza.
But anyhow, so back to the box of bad ideas. I want to make one mention, we even went over any agenda. We had a guy in California. I talked to Dave. Dave was out for the California Speed Week.
California Clash.
Had a stock car guy. Car was wrong. Came through tech. Dave's rode in some deficiencies. Had a lot to fix. Had the shock through the spring in the middle. The rules that we had changed late last year.
So we had a coil.
Into this year. He had the coil spacer in the front with the shock through it, all that stuff that we changed the rules on, pissed some people off, but we think it was a necessary rule based on what we know. And so we made that decision. He had all that stuff. So Dave said, you can't race it like this. You're going to have to bring it, fix it before you come back. So the guy went home.
Didn't bitch.
The guy went home, fixed his race car. Guy's name is Larry Thompson. Fixed his race car. And one, just that alone has a great deal of value from us as a sanction. Because Dave's doing his job, and a racer is getting the, I don't know if you would call it a punishment. He's getting...
No, he's making sure the playing field's equal. And yeah.
He's experiencing what sanctions right. are supposed to do. And Dave is really good at what he Correct. Does. Dave's enforcing our rules. That's what a sanctioning body does, right? We don't just not go to racetracks and stay at the lake house. We Track actually checks. Go to races, enforce rules, spend money enforcing rules, because that's what the racers need, right? So a guy like Larry Thompson gets caught. He doesn't see Dave. He's probably never seen Dave before. But anyhow, so Larry fixes his car. A lot of work to do on his race car. Fixes it. Comes back the next night, and obviously tells Dave, hey, I fixed my car. Dave's like, cool. Goes out and wins.
The feature.
The stock car feature. Wins the stock car feature.
But there's more to the story.
There's much more to the story. This is where it gets cool. So it's a memorial race for a very good friend of his, I believe. Chris Mancito, I believe is how you Mancibo pronounced the gentleman's name. Right. That memorial race. Right. And Larry Thompson wins it. Very emotional victory lane.
With a rap dedicated
to his friend.
Yep.
So you just look at those situations.
If there ever was a situation where you might think someone would complain, I'm here for this race, I'm here for my friend, why do you have to get on me like that?
Kept his emotions in check and came back and did his job.
Again, like I said earlier, everything happens for a reason. That's right. So you have a situation like that where you got I would consider to be Larry Thompson a class act, and not only from what he's doing for his buddy, but how he handled the situation, fixed his race car, came out and won.
And part of the problem is
you can't write those types of scripts here.
There needs to be stories like that. Sometimes
they're everywhere.
I go to
That's
Facebook.
That's why we're doing this podcast.
You just see the negatives.
That's only on Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. We don't talk negatives on this podcast.
No, we don't. We don't make fun of nobody.
No. That would be unprofessional.
That's the problem with social media is people have this false sense of thinking that everybody wants to hear their opinion, and it's so easy to complain.
And people give a shit, and they don't.
Right.
Correct.
Opinions are like what? Assholes.
Like Jerry's.
Everybody's got a Jerry?
Everybody's got a Jerry. Oh.
The three of us are just lucky. We all have two of them.
Oh, shoot. Anyhow, but Larry Thompson, I want to congratulate Larry Thompson.
Absolutely.
On the West Coast for his stock car win when it counted the most and for being a class act, fixing his race car, and hopefully the fixes he made not only him faster for that race, but hopefully he goes on and wins a bunch
let's
more.
Let's just That's go out on cool. a limb right now and call Larry our Racer of the Month.
Racer of the Month. Yeah. Well, that's no joke.
I'm just going to call him a good old-fashioned good dude.
Yeah.
I'm going to Racer of the Month.
Yep.
Speaking of races, again, I'm going off my agenda. You guys, I don't know if I'm just talking
too much. You don't provide us with agendas.
The rock star talking.
Jerry and I just show up and you guys leave.
That's going to give me a heart attack. Anyway, Kentucky Derby. Anybody watch the Kentucky Derby?
I watched the highlight.
I watched the highlight.
I missed it. I went back and watched it.
The winner was 80-1 and he was a provisional.
I know. There's a great story behind this.
He got in 30 seconds before the
What else do you know? What else do you know about Rich Strike was the name of the horse? What else do you know? There's some other very interesting things.
He bit the guys that ride him. He bit this guy's leg.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
This was when it was over, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was when it was over. He was
celebrating.
80-1 odds. So if you put $100 on Rich Strike, what would that have paid? Does anybody do that?
What was it? 80-1?
It was 80-1.
Whew. That's better than a roulette wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. But anyhow, so Rich Strike wins the Kentucky Derby. Second highest odds in the history of the 146-year history of the Kentucky Derby, that horse won. So, I mean, what are the odds of that happening? I wish I
80-1.
If I was a gambler, I'd have had $1,000 on that horse. Can you imagine what that would have paid? I can't do that math because I'm not that smart. Is it 80,000?
How much is it, Ryan?
Is 80 times 1,000 80,000?
Hey, pardon me? I wasn't listening.
80 times 1,000.
80 times 1,000 is 80,000.
So, like you had said, Rich Strike gets in as an alternate. Is that like an
provisional?
Alternate?
He was a provisional. It's like provisional. When John, I mean, it,
yeah,
it's like mean, when John Daly won like the PGA last, championship.
Yeah, he was the first horse in. If so, he was like the first runner up in the beauty pageant.
And it was
like
30 seconds before the
he finished one spot out of the transfer position.
Exactly.
Like a last minute scratch, he gets in. The horse gets in. He whatever, however you want to say that, right? 2 year old horse, I think they said it was. Wins the race, 80-1. The thing I found interesting about the whole story, because I read it and watched the race, was how that horse actually entered. Do you know who owns the horse or how they got
the
horse?
I saw the name of the owner, but I didn't see a story.
The guy who owns Rich Strike bought that horse.
Didn't buy him.
He claimed him.
Oh, he was a claimer?
Similar
it
to
says
a
in the story, the owner claimed the horse for $30,000 at a low-level horse race.
Yeah, because I know this because I've got a friend that she raises racehorses down to farm.
That's where we're going with
and
this.
She tells me.
It's a fantastic story.
Yeah, she goes, I'm just going to, one day we're sitting there and she goes, yeah, so I'm just putting them in the claim race.
Yeah.
I go, what?
So how does one go about claiming a horse?
Just the same way as you would go
finish the top four.
Exactly.
You know what IMCA's claim rules were based off of, right?
Keith didn't invent
it. Horse racing.
So is it top four could be claimed?
It's not like IMCA invented the claim. IMCA used the claim. IMCA uses the claim.
Horse racing invented racing because
I think the claim primarily came out of horse racing.
But the interesting
thing. But
no, I mean, it's amazing that claim deal on the horse. I mean, because
what happens when you enter a really expensive horse in a low level claim race? What
happens? You could lose it.
Really? Somebody might claim it.
But you know what? I heard and I remember
30 grand.
So is our claim going up to 30 grand?
When Rich Strike
And if that horse lays down in the next race,
that's a whole nother thing.
That's just part of the claim.
But the funny thing about that claim
could just be an expensive pony for his daughter.
It was a grudge claim.
It was a grudge claim.
That was a grudge claim.
Could have stopped. So just think. Yeah, just look again. Everything happens for a reason. Look at how the chain of events.
Right. I didn't know he was a claimer horse.
Ends up with a claim horse winning the Kentucky Derby. Isn't that crazy?
Wild.
And I'm guessing that it couldn't get claimed at the Kentucky Derby
no.
for 30 grand.
No, you couldn't.
And
the
I'm guessing
Derby's not a claim race.
And I'm guessing greatness. That horse will never be in a low level claim race again.
Well, the reason why it couldn't get claimed at Kentucky Derby, what they do, what you know, the Churchill Downs does, they take the top four horses.
Oh,
out of that race.
Then they take them to auction, and they take that money, and then put it back through the field.
Put it back through the purse.
They draw numbers, and you get that horse now.
Yep. So that's the top four horses are on.
So we took the Super Nationals deal from Kentucky Derby,
kind of.
Yeah. Why not?
Isn't it crazy? You know who races horses now? A lot.
Who?
Henry Witt. 2000 IMCA Modified National Champion.
Okay. I wonder why you were asking about him earlier.
And you know what? Yeah. You know how many feature wins Henry Witt has?
How many? Hundreds.
I don't know.
It's hundreds.
Somebody better go get...
It's quite a few. It's over 100. He's on our...
I would say 231.
There you go.
I'm just going to pick a number off the top of my head.
Do you think he ever got claimed?
Never.
He didn't get claimed very much.
Oh, would you claim him? He's a big guy.
Henry was the ambassador of modified racing when he was racing down there. He just has that presence about him. I my wife's in Waco. We've talked about this before. When I go to Waco, I usually stop at Affiliate Auto Class right there on the circle. And people in Waco and anybody in Texas that knows that area, you know, I stop and say hi to Henry. You walk in his shop, his glass. He does windshields, auto glass repair.
Yeah.
You walk into his auto glass shop. He's usually sitting there. He's usually got horse racing on his computer screen. He manages. I don't know how many horses he's got. Over two dozen, I think. It's a bunch. Yep. He's driving around the country now racing horses. It's kind of crazy. But, you know, you walk in his I love going in his shop. He's got all his plaques, his national champion stuff. It's all on display there. It always makes me feel good stopping and saying hi to him. Henry Witt's also how I met my wife. So,
has he won a lot of races with his horses then?
Yeah.
I don't think he's won 231 races.
231.
Well, if he has but over a couple dozen
a lot of horses,
there's an opportunity that he could.
A lot of horse racing. Yeah, kind of cool. I thought that whole story with Rich Strike winning the Kentucky Derby as a claimer.
Didn't know he was a claimer.
I didn't know he was a claimer either.
We had a claim last weekend, too.
What?
We did.
We did. Did
like
you know
an
this?
Engine claim?
Yeah, yes.
Engine claim. Like,
just like Rich
money
Strike.
And
we had one.
Where?
Do you want to say the track? We had a
claim. Nah, we had a claim.
We had a claim. We had a claim. We don't want, again, if for some reason there's a stigma about that at times, and we don't
and
want
to. And it wasn't in Wisconsin.
our point is not to shine a negative light on the claim. Our point is
the claim has
to
a place.
Tell people this is how this
you
stuff
can
has
still
happened.
Do it.
This is how we got. That's how we got to this point. It is a rule that is being used in other sports very effectively.
Yep.
For this, under the same pretenses, under the same reasoning as to why it's in place, and it's effective that way.
You think the horse
don't put a Kentucky Derby horse race
in a 30,000
in a low level claim race because it'll get claimed.
That's right. Do you think the guy who had that horse claim bitched?
I don't know.
No, because a lot of knowing the horse racing like I do a little bit, they'll put a horse that they know or they think is not going to be a good horse in a claim race to get it claimed. They're just like, you know what? We're going to cut our losses, take the claim, we're done.
I saw Kevin Larkins do that one night with a motor. He did. He polished it all up and told everybody it was new.
I got my own claim story. I'm not going to tell it. But anyhow, I tell too many stories.
Wait, this is our segment of Brett's racing experiences.
No.
Let's hear it, Brett.
Been there, done that. Nope, not going that. We're not talking about that this episode.
Save it for the next?
Yeah, maybe. Or one down the line when I have less rock star in me.
So are we bringing the big funny hats to Super Nationals in since we took the claim?
Yeah.
Like they were at the Kentucky Derby?
We could. Throwback Thursday. I think we're going to do Throwback Thursday.
Oh, yeah,
Thursday
we're doing Throwback Thursday this year.
At Super Nationals. 40th anniversary this year. We still haven't got the logo up. It's up on our website.
And it's a good looking logo.
I saw it in the office today.
I haven't even seen it yet.
We're going to start pumping that stuff out.
One of the better looking logos I've ever seen, Nate.
I think that stuff is going to start.
We got to get everybody's tracks open. We got to get everybody's you know, the 141s and the Eagles and the, you know, all over the country, the 154 weekly racetracks that we're doing business at in 39 states. We need to get them open, then we'll worry about Super Nationals.
And odds are an IMCA official will visit, I would say, pretty much each one of those tracks. With our regional people, with our tech people, with our office staff, and something a lot of sanctioning bodies don't do.
I'm telling you, at 540, 549, whatever the heck it is, a gallon for diesel this year? I mean, it's going to be an interesting racing season, and you know, I personally tend to think that that's going to keep racers a little closer to home because it just makes more sense. But some racers are just not weekly racers. Some still are jumping around to specials. They don't race every week. They race every other or
race
once
when
a
they
month.
Want
yep. Exactly.
Well, with
the
diesel,
patterns are never the same.
Diesel's you know so I mean? High, that's why I like to take our plane, spec part one, we like to call
it. It's a good thing
plane.
It runs on Avgas.
Yeah.
I think that's like $1.49 a gallon right now.
But since we spec a fuel, we get it for free.
It runs on something.
I don't know what they're running on today.
Runs on Red Bull.
It's Rockstar.
It's Rockstar. Oh, get it right.
How are you gonna get sponsors? Paid?
You know what? Hey, why don't you get out of here and somebody go get Carson or
I'm
something?
I'm gonna check
because
out.
We gotta talk to him about why A, what he doesn't watch the podcast and B, how he's getting $40,000.
He's taking notes now.
He'll never screw up.
I think we woke him up.
Yeah.
He'll never screw up a sponsor. He'll never call.
I still can't believe he didn't know when we referenced the $40,000 comment in the email.
Well, don't try to deter him from coming in here because he looks pretty frightened right now, pretty spooked.
I am going to skip out for the last, what do we got, about 20 minutes left, Nate? I'm going to skip out for the last 20 minutes and let Carson come in. Jim and Carson can have fun.
You can go. Come down from your
rock
star
high. Down from your.
I got a plane to catch.
When he crashes this afternoon.
Jim has vacated the Hawaii, the Maui.
Are you leaving?
IMCA office. I got a private plane I'm catching. I'm going to head to Maui.
To your Maui house? I heard you just got done redoing the Maui house.
I did. We'll save that for another podcast as well.
So now we're. Let me think. What else are we going to do?
I'm completely lost. I don't know how you are.
I still don't know how you dropped your glasses in the cat litter box and broke them.
I do like Red Bull as much, if not more, than Rockstar. Not like either one of them sponsor IMCA.
Look at him. He's just trembling all
the time. You got the shakes.
Turn the can around.
This stuff will give a 50-year-old guy a heart attack, which would make some people's day right now.
Can you imagine if you mixed this with that, what we would have from
you? Hey, look who's here.
I used to do that in college. I'd mix. I think a lot of people drink Red Bull and vodka. I quit doing that. Because I couldn't go to sleep. Go home from the bar.
You're drunk and you're too wound up.
Yeah. All right.
Carson's arrived. Oh, he has a monster. Good Lord. Another energy drink.
I feel bad. I didn't bring a energy drink.
I don't think you need energy. You don't drink energy drinks, either. Sir.
I mean, I could, after the week I've had, I could use the pip. Maybe I'll just get some coffee on the way home.
Carson.
How's
Carson.
It going?
Welcome back to the Playhouse.
Carson, welcome to the podcast that you don't want. Yeah. Or you, no, listen, you scan.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
No, listen. Okay. So after you made that comment, I went through and watched every single podcast.
But we shouldn't have to make those comments. No, yeah, we should automatically
watch. You should be watching them.
You made us force your hand to watch the podcast.
You never slept better either after watching those, did you?
No. 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 It could have been the
I mean, did your IQ level
vodka that I had to have to watch it.
Oh.
Carson.
Jim.
What is new and exciting in the world of sponsorship for IMCA?
Integration stuffers.
Yeah. You know, not a lot right now.
Well,
we're working hard.
I don't
trying to that. Figure it
I
out.
I think, you know, we need to talk to you about some of the new sponsorships that we have come up with. The
Friesen Performance.
There you go.
Friesen Performance.
IMCA Modifieds.
Yes. And Northern Sport Mods.
That's right.
Yes. Yep. They came on board, as you guys know, this year with a new program. Al.
Bigger.
Yes. And Al said, hey, how can I give money directly back to the racers? And I said, hey, how about this? And that's how it came about. So luckily we have sponsors like that that give money right back to racers, which.
Explain it. Because I don't know the whole deal yet.
Let's hear the program.
So give us hear the program.
Let's read the program.
Well, the program is title sponsorship of the Modifieds, and which is new for IMCA.
Yep,
it hasn't been. It's been a while.
Yeah,
it's been the 90s.
Well, that wasn't a real sponsorship. I sold that one. It wasn't a real sponsorship.
So that was gym math.
The promotion.
Oh, my goodness. That was mid-90s.
Yeah. But is it a coincidence? Carson comes on board. We get our first title sponsorship. Coincidence or not?
That's a good thing.
You know, it goes back to the John Webb deal. Is he a lucky promoter? No, he's a good promoter. Is it lucky we got?
Yeah. Oh, I'm pretty lucky.
Come on, Carson.
I like to think I'm lucky.
Well, first of all,
I don't get pulled over.
If we're going to say he's lucky, it ran out when he had to sit next to Jim. So the money goes back.
You don't get
to
pulled
the,
over? Understand why Jim gets pulled over. He's leaving Nebraska when he does that.
Right.
I was in Iowa.
You were in Iowa at the
time. I was in Iowa when I got pulled over.
So the money, because everybody's always like, all you do is take this money in and then you don't give it back.
Yeah.
Yep. So talk about the money coming and where it goes.
So all the money that comes in from Friesen Performance goes right back to, a portion goes to the Modified Point Fund and a portion goes to the Northern Sport Mod Point Fund.
So you're talking cash. It's not
cash.
In the form of certificates or promises.
Cash money.
It's not one of those hokey sponsorships. If you run 3 XYZ deals, we'll give you half price off the fourth and fifth one.
And a free hot dog.
And a free hot dog.
Right. So Friesen, he said, I want all this money. Every single penny that comes in off that program goes right back to those drivers in both divisions. So, I mean, the office doesn't get anything out of that program. Besides helping our racers, and that's what we're here to do, right?
Absolutely.
So,
you know,
no hassles, no gimmicks.
I think I'm going to get on a soapbox here for a second.
I didn't think you have ever gotten off of it.
This is Jim without an energy drink in him.
I know. You know what? The segment that we need to do, our dumbass Facebook post of the week. But, you know, once again, you read stupid shit on Facebook about, you know, IMCA collecting all the money, not paying out. Right off the top of your head, since you've been around a while, point funds that we paid out last year at the banquet was?
You mean percentage?
Or no, no.
A total amount?
Total dollars.
They're over $600,000, $700,000. Obviously, it depends on the number of races.
That is a colossal amount of money to pay out.
Yeah, I don't think, since I've been here full-time in the 8 years, we haven't paid out less than $600,000, and that's based specifically on the sanction fees paid for the races that are held.
Correct.
So, I mean,
let's see another sanctioning body that pays, and those aren't in poker chips, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
You've been here
eight years. I've seen the checks that go out. That's a whole lot of checks.
Real checks?
Real checks.
Yeah, they're printed on real paper, too.
Wow.
That's not one of them Happy Gilmore things. Been here 8 years.
I just want to say that over $600,000 is a lot of money.
Right.
It's more than I got.
It's more than $500,000.
Yep.
It is a colossal amount of money.
Right. Yeah, so just the time that the 8 years I've been here, there's probably been $5 million in point fund go out. That's all cash.
That's crazy.
Cash.
No chips.
You know, of course, Friesen's not the only one, you know, that puts money right back into the point funds, you know, which without any of them, any of the sponsors, partners, we couldn't even do this podcast. You know, we wouldn't have this podcast room. And,
right.
You know, it's fantastic. So, you know, as you get your, you know, contingencies, your track point funds, your, you know, so on and so forth, make sure you think about those sponsors that support IMCA and support our racing. So, otherwise, I'm just working on new sponsors, trying to find more already for next season. So, getting their ear now. And just like drivers, you know, you have to go to your local stores before the race season starts to get a sponsorship, you know.
Got to go before the first of next year because they're already making their budgets in August, September.
Fiscal year, right, yeah.
And, you know, once again, and, you know, we talk about the Friesen sponsorship that you brought in, and people got to keep in mind, you started in February?
Yep.
Basically.
90 days this week.
Yeah.
That means basically. I have to be reviewed by you.
Don't worry.
I
haven't had a review. I haven't had a review in the 7 years.
So does that mean you're off probation?
I hope so.
Okay.
No, he's still on double secret probation.
Did you go through the initiation process yet?
We like to call that hazing, Jerry.
Well, that's.
I haven't recovered from it, yet, as you can obviously tell.
I hung out with Jim for a couple of days, so. Is that enough of a hazing process or initiation? I'm sorry.
No, it's not. That segues into another thing. And
you
gotcha.
Yeah, no. But once again, for jumping into this deal, the season had already started. By the time your first day came, I bet I'd been to 15, 20 races. And I'd taken Uber rides in Yuma, Arizona for people.
Hell of an Uber driver.
But, you know, once again, for you to come in, step in here, and done what you did, basically in the middle of the season where, you know, most people have their sponsorship money spent for the year, to come in and do it, it's kind of says a lot about you, Carson.
Well, I appreciate that.
And, you know.
You know, I came here today with the intention after the comment about me not knowing what the $40,000 deal was, of getting you guys all gifts that talk about your, that are just really fitting for you. But unfortunately, Amazon did not deliver them in time.
Gifts coming?
What?
When they get to my house, I will send them down here and you guys have to open them on the next podcast.
I mean, will they be wrapped? Will you wrap them with our names on them so we can open them up? So it's like this present?
Be like,
I mean, I can, Christmas but morning, I wrap Jerry. With, newspaper,
so we can't open them until the podcast.
You're married, right?
Yeah, she does all the wrapping.
Yeah. So just have her wrap them.
Yeah,
that won't work.
No, we want you to wrap them because then we can show your wrapping
ability. And we can make fun of it.
Yes. No, we wouldn't make fun of anybody.
No, not on this podcast.
No.
No fun zone here.
Kind of curious.
Oh, yeah.
Especially since it matches our personality. You know, I'm quite terrified to know what he bought.
So I'm going
to
get a box of...
and once again...
I've never gotten a box of sarcasm before.
I know you
did. Never got a box of... No, I do get a box of stupid every day.
we know you didn't know about the 40,000, but are you familiar with the Super Nationals as an event?
A little bit.
Okay. Are you familiar that it's 40th year, right?
Yes.
Are you familiar with now people think this might pay $40,000 to win the modified?
Yes.
Are you familiar with your job?
No.
Do you know where the race takes place?
A little bit. I was there once.
I saw you there.
That's where
Carson
I met him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Then I hung out in their booth.
Yeah.
The rest of the night.
Hung out with us.
You know, this is.
It was cool that night. It was chilly.
Yeah. We had a heater going.
This is a pretty big event. I don't know if you know that.
No. Okay. I have not looked at any of the pictures to see the growth of this fantastic 40-year event.
There's more than two less than a million cars.
Rumor has it. I don't know if you're familiar with the manufacturer's row.
Yes.
Rumor has it you've already sold it out.
Correct.
And it will be expanding.
Correct.
First time hearing of this.
Yes, we will be expanding.
News. Where's your breaking news?
Where's your breaking news?
We need Jim's green screen stat.
News.
So you've sold out Manufacturers Row for Supernationals and expanded it beyond its current confines?
Where are you going to expand it to?
Probably the main pit area that's through that gate, where Carl sits.
Yeah.
Right? Be past them.
We might even take the tech tent out and just make that all vendor space.
That tech tent's kind of a permanent fixture now. I mean, it's
concrete. Put a vendor in there.
Right.
Put a vendor in there.
Do what NASCAR did and just make one big tent for vendors.
But once again, that would work. Not knowing how much the event pays and really not knowing much about the event, he's already sold it out.
So I have faith in you, Carson.
Well, thank you.
That Jim and Brett's splout of the mouth last week could happen.
Not mine. I want to go on record saying I had nothing to do with that.
That came right from the chair where you're sitting now.
Yeah. So now that you've filled that chair,
you'll have to fill the 40 pounds.
You'll have to fill the pockets.
Good news, bad news.
There's not pockets. There's just one pocket you have to fill.
The drivers.
Whoever wins that thing.
You know, I've always said we have two sponsors that we care about. That's drivers and promoters, 1A, 1B.
You care about me, Jim?
Oh, shit. You're a promoter. Because you notice I didn't say drivers, promoters, and announcers.
Well, yeah.
Hey.
Now
I'm kind of partially hurt.
It's okay. Sorry. I still can't wait to see your...
My box of sarcasm that Carson sent me.
I'm looking forward to this year, you know, just seeing Carson at his first time at the Supernationals.
Well, I talked to him his first trip over at Boone a couple months ago. And it was just neat to watch him soak it all in, thinking this is,
you know,
this is that's just a happen. Weekly show.
Yeah.
Right.
It was a fun time, though.
But, you know, really the Frostbuster probably wasn't even as big as a weekly show last week.
Yeah, they had a great car count last week.
What did they have for the Frostbuster? I don't remember.
180 or 190 something.
That's right. That's similar.
Right in
there. That was only in four divisions.
Right.
But once again, I think, you know, I've always tried to tell people, you know, promoters, you know, racers, whoever, about, you know, what's the Supernationals like? And there is absolutely no way words can describe what happens, what you see, what Boone is all about without experiencing it.
Yeah, there's nothing you can say that.
No.
That's something you have to experience to understand firsthand. You can't just listen to what the stories that people tell you.
Because there are stories.
Oh.
But it's changed so much and it's grown so much that every year it's new. I mean, it isn't even a...
The stories that I can tell from Supernationals back in the 80s, 90s, you know, the one I was... I mean, I remember my first time meeting people from Wisconsin. Well, I don't remember.
Wisconsin tent.
Yes. I mean, I might have been a little underage at the Wisconsin tent, but nobody told me to not eat the fruit. They just kept giving me fruit. I didn't know what it was.
The cherries.
Do
you remember the first year you and I announced that, and we were on that stage, and there was a lady up there who people wanted to see more of?
Yeah.
Do you remember? You don't remember this? We'll have to talk about it when the show's over.
You know, one of my favorite all-time Supernationals memory were it involved Jerry.
I've never had a good Supernationals memory with Jerry.
Oh, I almost had a great Supernationals memory.
Yeah, we'll pass on that and go talk to Carson.
Let's talk about that.
The story that Jim is going to tell you is not actually how that story happened.
It involves trying to pet a police dog.
I did not try to pet a dog.
Did you hit a horse?
No. No. We corralled some chickens one year.
Was it Corey Chicken Rose's?
Man? No.
He was there, though.
He was there.
He was laughing.
I heard this story.
Yeah.
It's okay. Oh, good puppy. Good puppy.
Real good puppy.
They don't like to be called good puppies.
That's not exactly how the story. Jim likes to tell stories.
Jim, I think you pissed him off. Yeah. You crossed
Jerry's
the line.
Jerry's trying to backtrack here, but we'll fill the studio with witnesses that saw the police dog about bite Jerry's junk off.
No, it got me right in the thigh.
Oh, so it was nowhere near your junk.
Yeah, nowhere near that, Jim. I mean, holy cow. If you're going to lie, lie about everything.
I think we can officially say the podcast has hit a new low when we're talking about Jerry's junk.
Yeah.
Are we an hour in yet, Nate?
Please tell me an hour was 20 minutes ago and none of this stuck to the tape.
Oh, no. We started without you.
And are we going to still grab the birthday boy?
No, he went to lunch.
Oh, he went to
lunch. Happy birthday to Bill Martin.
Yeah, public relations director.
Bill Martin.
62 years young today.
Man.
And he's going to retire. You don't.
He's semi-retired. He can't stay away from us.
He has too much fun here.
Yeah.
I think the office, quite honestly, is his escape. So it would be hard to retire and then not have an escape. Not from home, but just something to do.
So that's like his escape room in there?
Pretty much.
Oh, kind of like the office?
Yeah.
If this was the office, who would Bill be? Toby?
I suppose, yeah. Yeah, because you're Dwight.
Yeah, no doubt Dwight Schrute.
You're Dwight Schrute.
Who's Brett?
He can't be Michael.
No.
He'd be more like, I'm trying to think, California. Robert California, maybe?
Who?
The guy that replaced Michael.
Oh, I can't think of his name.
Robert California.
Real name. I'm trying to look at the actor's
name. No, that's his name, Robert California.
That could be.
Mm.
Carson?
You an Office fan?
No clue. My wife is. I am not.
So, okay, so you got us gifts by our personality. Yes. Now, we expect next time your wife has us named as Office characters.
That sounds good.
I think I'm Jim. Not that Jim.
You wish you could be Jim.
Nobody wishes they could be him.
I was thinking more.
I'm probably Oscar. I'm probably Oscar.
Yeah, I have a feeling you're Oscar.
Never mind. I know.
You're kind of tossing it up there. Yeah, right?
I guess I'm Oscar. Are we done yet?
We can be really quick. Thanks, well, everybody, you know, for tuning on in.
Well, we got to talk about the races coming up, though.
We got some races.
Yeah, there's some races coming up.
Yep, we got the Mount Rushmore Clash.
Well, Rushmore State Clash in there South Dakota. Was it
Wagner, South Dakota?
Wagner, okay. Park Jefferson.
Raceway Park.
The new Raceway Park. The new Raceway Park.
Yep. All increased purses. They're all for their increased purse, but every one of those is a weekly points event. So if you are a local, you will want to make sure that you do not miss a night. Don't skip it.
No.
So you're racing for increased prize money on a regular point night. Can't
weekly points and more money. Winner, chicken dinner.
May 23rd. Oh, I'm going back to Spencer.
I'm going to Spencer. Wait, you're going?
May 23rd?
May 23rd, I won't be in Spencer.
You're going to Spencer? Are you like their regular guy up there this year?
I'm the regular fill-in guy, and apparently I'm filling in every show, which is okay because I love that place. I mean, I grew up going to the county
fair. Did you climb up to the press box?
No, there's no way in Sam's hell I was going up that damn thing.
You would.
I mean, I got up to the top of the grandstands. Now, here's how it is. You come up the back of the grandstands in this catwalk, and you look straight down. And we were working on lights at the racetrack, and my brother kept saying, get in the basket. No. I mean, I get 10 foot off ground, done. They go, hey, you got to go. We're not. Get that table set up right here. I'm going to sit in the grandstands tonight. There's no way.
You did not go up, huh?
No. Because the thing about it, I guess I'd maybe be a little not so scarier if the front wasn't wide open and you could fall out.
Or push someone.
Push or be pushed.
Fall out. Jim, are you sure you're not going to Spencer on next 23rd for $5,000 to win stock cars?
I will be in Spencer as of right now, but I won't be in the press box. Because I'm going to be out amongst the people, Jerry.
Okay. Well, I am. I'm amongst the crowd. You go be amongst the racer, and we'll have it covered.
I'm amongst the people.
What do they got? They got some. What else is coming up, big racing wise?
Every IMC race is a big race.
We've got 100 just this weekend alone. I think I checked. We have around 130 events just this weekend, and not everybody's open yet.
Right.
Yeah. Correct. We're going to spend Memorial Day together.
You know. Hey, you know who opens tomorrow?
Oh, I know. Who?
Tomorrow is Thursday.
Tomorrow. You'll be able to watch the race.
Oh, it's Cassuth County Speedway.
And every race. Where can you watch that, Jerry?
You can watch that on IMCA TV.
Right there.
Nate, where's the schedule?
We need a schedule. Roll the credits, Nate. You know, we need an opening to the show.
Yeah, Nate's been promising that for...
And we need
he promised us a I great thought it was logo a good opening. Through.
I thought it was a good opening today. We opened it while Brett and Jim were gone.
Yeah. How did they go to the bathroom together?
I'm thinking
they're like two ladies.
I'm thinking we need like a Sam Rothstein, the way he used to open his show in Vegas. Oh, right over everybody's head here.
I'm 28 years old.
We're not 750.
Well, I'm 48. I still don't.
I mean, you were one of the founding founders in Vegas.
Who's Sam Rothstein?
Nate, help me out here.
He doesn't know. Who's Sam Rothstein?
Nate, can you just help me out with this?
You know what? I'll tell you what. We're gonna leave the Sam Rothstein to the Facebook. We'll let check the Facebook. Somebody will have an answer to
who Sam Rothstein is.
Sam Rothstein.
Are
you gonna No. Wait for our listeners.
You can't get on the Google. Viewers. You can't get on the Google, yeah. Jerry.
Well, I can because I'm gonna want to know. So I mean, I got an hour drive back to Marshalltown. And I'll have some time working.
But how long of a drive back?
You know, let's roll the credits. Let's roll the credits on this deal.
Okay.
Since Nate doesn't have the IMCA TV schedule that we can see.
You can log on to IMCA TV and
yeah, you can just log on yourself and you'd get there faster.
But I do know tomorrow night.
Kossuth County.
Ron Reefer promoter.
Yep.
Be a hell of a show.
Yes, it will be.
What do they call that?
Speaking of hell of a shows, I think it's time for us to get out of this one.
Folks, it's been a great, I don't know if it's been a real grade eight, but it's been something. We saw Brett all jacked up. I mean, that was more than Mountain Dew. There he is. Carson's here. He's going to try.
With Carson. Presents next week?
Yes. You going to come back next week with our gifts?
No, I'll ship them.
Oh. Yeah, I went to Kmart too, and I shipped my fans
too. If he doesn't want to be here when we open them, should we be scared?
Yes, I think we really. No, because he was going to be here today. So, hey, if you can't make it out to a local IMCA race in your area, make sure and catch all the live action on IMCA TV. Don't forget that 30-day replay pass for $24.95. You can go back and watch like Spencer or Super Nationals or anything that's on the platform and anything that has been archived on IMCA TV. So, from all of us to all of you, we'll be back again with some of the same shenanigans and our gifts from Carson. So tune
can
in
hardly wait.
Yeah, hopefully, I'm so giddy.
Hopefully, less energy drinks.
Exactly. Yeah. Hopefully, the rock star is gone. Have a good day. Have a good evening. We're out.